C1, which is on the recommendation of Board President to discuss the process. We have Dr. Yolanda Rogers here. She will take over and walk us through this. And I just look forward to this process and moving forward. Go ahead, Dr. Rogers.
Thank you, President Segura. I'm going to go ahead and share my screen here. And just a moment, make sure I get this done right. All righty here. Can you all see the screen well? Is it visible?
Yes.
Okay, very well, very well. Well, good evening, Board of Trustees, and thank you for being available this evening to review the timeline and the process for the superintendent search, and we call it the superintendent search update. I'm Yolanda Rogers with the county office, and I have with me Carol Tomeo, and we'll co-facilitate the presentation here. And we're just pleased as the county office to be supportive and a partner in the process as you work together to take on the most important decision that a school board can make, and that is choosing the right individual to serve as your superintendent. Our commitment in this process is to ensure that it's clear and transparent. We commit to providing guidance to the board during all phases of the process, and it is our mission to bring forward highly qualified candidates. And in doing so, we recommend a highly confidential search in that it will allow us to increase the size of the applicant pool by protecting the privacy of potential applicants, because we're going to be reaching far, far out, looking for folks that are seeing superintendents who have the proven track record to come in and lead the district based on the input we receive and the criteria approved for the particular candidate. We commit to ongoing communication. That includes weekly updates to the board, as well as presentations as we move through the process. We will screen the applicants against the board-approved criteria. That criteria we developed with input from stakeholder groups and gathering input from stakeholders. This process looks like not only just a survey, but also meeting with stakeholder groups and representation of stakeholder groups. And we ask that the stakeholder groups have the opportunity to meet with the county office and our representatives to have that fully transparent dialogue that's not that's unfiltered. So we would ask that we have the space to meet with these stakeholder groups without any board representation or district president representation, so that people can feel free to speak what their concerns are and also share the strengths. And at the conclusion of the stakeholder input, once we've got the applicants in, we would commit to providing a written summary of all the applicants, those that we recommend, and consideration for the that meet the best criteria that's approved by the board. So we are fully committed to engaging in a full transparent process to ensure that we get the best highly qualified candidate to meet the needs of the Sweetwater School District. So today our goal is to review the timeline and the process. We also had the opportunity to meet with board members last week to get some input from them individually. We'll just share some highlights of that dialogue, have time for questions and answers throughout the presentation, and then review with the board next steps. And our goal at the end is that all questions that the board has gets clarified, that there's consensus in the process, the timeline, and the stakeholder groups that we'll be meeting with. And I'll pass over to Carol at this moment, and she'll walk us through the timeline.
Thank you for having us this evening. I'm excited to walk you through the proposed timeline of work that we're going to be doing along with the board and the community in Sweetwater. We're very excited to get the process started. Yes. So as we are going forward at this point, we're actually right next to February 8th. So what we're going to be doing today is going over those one-on-one input sessions from the Board of Trustees that we had last week, and starting to talk about creating a position posting. We're going to be looking at information that was provided by the board. And then over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be getting feedback from our stakeholders and combining the two, looking at what does the board feel is important? What do stakeholders feel is important? Where are our common points of interest? And then starting to develop the process as we go along for creating that posting and looking for the perfect person to come and lead Sweetwater. In March, we're going to synthesize the data from everything that we've received from stakeholder. We're going to post the position based on the characteristics and attributes and experience that we want that candidate to have, and distribute the brochure across California. We're going to be working also at that point to begin the board presentation again and beginning that recruitment. Throughout the process, we'll be doing screenings to make sure that whatever the board has decided as the minimum qualifications, that people are meeting those minimum qualifications and moving on through the process. In April 2nd, the recruitment closes and that were received. They'll be reviewing them, and we'll be holding initial interviews on April the 12th, and going to be selecting finalists. At that point, SDCOE will start their reference checks, and we will move on to the final selection interviews on April 17th and 18th. That will be happening in closed session. And then on April 19th, we'll make our announcement. The board will make their announcement of their final selection in open session at a special board meeting. And then we'll start talking about a validation visit, negotiating the contract, and then approval of the contract at the regularly scheduled meeting on May the 10th. So that is our timeline.
And then just to clarify if there's any confusion, the week of, so you'll see at the top here, so there's sometimes certain dates that we have included, but also there's some dates that will just happen, activities that will happen during the particular weeks that are highlighted there. Are there any questions that we can answer for you regarding the timeline and the process that we've just outlined?
Looks like Mr. Tarantino, you can go ahead and can you see who has their hands raised? No? Okay.
I can't see it from my end, no.
Mr. Tarantino.
I'm sorry, do you want to take the public comment first?
Yes. Why don't we just hear that? I know we're not all the way through
the
presentation. So let's just go with Mr. Tarantino here.
Oh, okay.
I have my camera off when I speak because the voice is clear when that happens. So I'm not trying to hide. It's just that if I talk and you can see me, you're not going to hear me. So it was mentioned that that the search range is California only. Is that my correct understanding?
We will be doing a national search. We'll be posting the position in trade magazines, so it'll be throughout national, but yes. I do believe that Carol mentioned California, but through California and beyond.
Mr. Tarantino, we'll be sending the brochure throughout California, but the job posting will go nationwide.
Okay, let's see. Okay, yeah, it makes more sense to limit the search to California. And my reason saying that is twofold. Number one, the way that California funds public education and the way that public education is run in California is very different from other states throughout the nation. And number two, unfortunately, the individuals that have served as pastors attendance from were selected from a nationwide search. Unfortunately, in my view, came from right-to-work states, and they had absolutely no experience in working with collective bargaining units. And eventually, their goal was to destroy collective bargaining in the Sweetwater District, and I'm totally against that. But that's just my own point of view. But I'm glad that it's going to be concentrated in California, but the information will go out nationwide. And that's all I have on that one. Well, in terms of one of the speakers mentioned what exactly does involvement mean? And it was mentioned that surveys, San Diego County office personnel, but there was no mention of having a stakeholder group have access to the candidates. And I was wondering if that's something that's possible, if that's something that's not possible. I don't know how my colleagues feel about that. But I think it's a very important aspect of super search. And again, it's not to have them select someone that they want. It's to have an opportunity to have a conversation with the people who are being considered. And again, I think the process should be guided by both you and Carol, and guidance and formation of the questions would be also something that's very important. But those are my views and questions for right now. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Tarantino. Did we want to address those, or did you want to?
I can address them, or we can move on and address at the end. Like, we can address it now as well. If the board wants to have some dialogue about it, I have a statement to make regarding the access, but I'd love to hear if there's another other perspective from the board.
Go ahead, Trustee Hall. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to discuss this because I think it is important. I understand how the stakeholders feel that they want to have an influence on this election. I also understand that we are talking about a privacy issue of the applicants. So having a committee of community members screening applicants is really not what I think is in the best interest of the process and the people that would apply. Knowing that they may already be employed and have, not wanting it disclosed that they're in the process of applying. I think once the board has narrowed down to a certain number of applicants or at a certain point, perhaps then there might be some forums held that allows the public in general to meet those candidates. That's a possibility, but I would like to say that it's my understanding we are having stakeholders provide input throughout this process at the early stages, and I think that's appropriate, but I think it's really behooves our board to be the ones that screen and interview and do all of that process. I think we've been through it at least, we've been through several different renditions of how you process selection of leadership. I think we always need to learn and refine our skills, but ultimately it is the board's responsibility. And that's why I don't want to get off too far into having everybody else involved. I think there is a point for everyone to be involved at some point. I mean, the stakeholder groups, people that really